2. The Anger Management Sourcebook. By Gerald Newmark. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Anger Management Sourcebook, written by Gerald Newmark, is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing anger. It provides readers with an in-depth look at the causes of anger and how it can be managed effectively. The book begins by discussing the different types of anger that people experience, including passive aggression, explosive rage, and chronic irritability. It then examines the various triggers for these emotions and explores ways to identify them so they can be addressed more effectively. Newmark also looks at how our thoughts influence our feelings of anger and suggests techniques for changing negative thought patterns into positive ones. He explains why some people are more prone to feeling angry than others and offers strategies for reducing stress levels, which can help reduce overall levels of frustration or irritation. In addition, he discusses communication skills such as active listening, which can help diffuse tense situations before they escalate. The book also covers topics such as assertiveness training, which teaches individuals how to express their needs without becoming aggressive or hostile, problem-solving techniques that allow us to address issues constructively rather than reactively, relaxation methods like deep breathing exercises that help calm down when we feel overwhelmed, time management tips that enable us to prioritize tasks better, and lifestyle changes such as getting enough sleep or exercising regularly, which can improve moods. Finally, Newmark provides guidance on seeking professional help if needed. He emphasizes the importance of finding a therapist who is experienced in treating anger-related issues so that treatment plans are tailored specifically for each individual's unique situation. Overall, the Anger Management Sourcebook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to gain insight into their own behavior or learn effective strategies for managing their emotions. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identifying anger. The first step in managing anger is to identify the source of the anger and the triggers that cause it. This can help to better understand the emotions and reactions associated with it. Main idea number 2. Understanding anger. It is important to understand the different types of anger and how they can manifest in different ways. This can help to better manage the emotions and reactions associated with it. Main idea number 3. Managing anger. There are a variety of techniques and strategies that can be used to manage anger, such as relaxation techniques, cognitive restructuring, and problem solving. Main idea number 4. Communication. Effective communication is essential for managing anger. This includes learning how to express feelings in a constructive way and how to listen to others. Main idea number 5. Conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to negotiate, compromise, and resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. Main idea number 6. Stress management. Stress can be a major factor in anger management. Learning how to manage stress can help to reduce the intensity of anger. Main idea number 7. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is an important part of managing anger. This includes understanding one's own emotions and reactions to different situations. Main idea number 8. Self-control. Self-control is essential for managing anger. This includes learning how to control one's emotions and reactions in difficult situations. Main idea number 9. Emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to regulate one's emotions and reactions in different situations. Main idea number 10. Coping skills. Coping skills are essential for managing anger. This includes learning how to cope with difficult emotions and reactions in different situations. Main idea number 11. Assertiveness. Assertiveness is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to express one's needs and feelings in a constructive manner. Main idea number 12. Problem solving. Problem solving is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to identify and address the underlying causes of anger. Main idea number 13. Social support. Social support is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to seek help and support from others in difficult situations. Main idea number 14. Relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques are an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to use relaxation techniques to reduce the intensity of anger. Main idea number 15. Cognitive restructuring. Cognitive restructuring is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to identify and challenge negative thoughts and beliefs. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to be mindful of one's thoughts and emotions in different situations. Main idea number 17. Positive thinking. Positive thinking is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to focus on the positive aspects of a situation and to look for solutions. Main idea number 18. Self-care. Self-care is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to take care of oneself in difficult situations. Main idea number 19. Healthy habits. Healthy habits are an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to develop healthy habits that can help to reduce the intensity of anger. Main idea number 20. Professional help. Professional help is an important part of managing anger. This includes learning how to seek help from a mental health professional if needed. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying the source of anger is an important step in managing it. It can help to better understand why we feel angry and how our reactions are related to those feelings. To identify the source of anger, it is helpful to look at what triggers it. Common triggers include feeling disrespected or ignored, feeling powerless or helpless, being treated unfairly, or having expectations that are not met. Once these triggers have been identified, it can be easier to manage them by understanding their root causes and finding ways to address them. It is also important to recognize the physical signs of anger, such as increased heart rate and breathing rate, clenched fists or jaw muscles, flushed face and neck area, tense shoulders and arms, etc., so that one can take steps towards calming down before things get out of hand. Once the source of anger has been identified and its associated triggers understood, then strategies for managing this emotion can be developed. This may involve learning relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises, which help reduce stress levels, engaging in activities like yoga, which promote mindfulness, talking through issues with a trusted friend or family member, writing down thoughts on paper, taking time out from a situation if needed, seeking professional help if necessary, etc. Main idea number 2. Understanding anger is essential for managing it effectively. Anger can be expressed in a variety of ways, from passive-aggressive behavior to explosive outbursts. It is important to recognize the different types of anger and how they manifest in order to better manage them. For example, chronic anger may lead to feelings of resentment or bitterness that can have long-term effects on relationships and mental health. On the other hand, acute anger may result in more immediate reactions such as shouting or physical aggression. It is also important to understand why someone might become angry in the first place. Common triggers include feeling threatened, frustrated, powerless, or disrespected. Identifying these underlying causes can help people learn how to respond differently when faced with similar situations in the future. Finally, understanding one's own emotions and reactions associated with anger is key for successful management strategies. This includes recognizing warning signs before an outburst occurs and learning techniques for calming down quickly once it does happen. Main idea number 3. Relaxation techniques are a great way to manage anger. These can include deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, and mindfulness meditation. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves taking slow breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Progressive muscle relaxation helps to reduce tension by tensing and then relaxing different muscles throughout the body. Guided imagery involves using your imagination to create calming images or scenes in your mind's eye. Mindfulness meditation encourages you to observe thoughts without judgment and focus on being present in the moment. Cognitive restructuring is another effective tool for managing anger. This involves challenging negative thought patterns that lead to angry feelings or reactions. By recognizing these patterns of thinking, it becomes possible to reframe them into more positive ones, which can help reduce anger levels over time. Problem solving is also an important part of managing anger effectively. This involves identifying potential solutions for whatever problem has caused the angry reaction in order to find a constructive resolution rather than simply reacting with aggression or hostility. Main idea number 4. Effective communication is an important tool for managing anger. It involves learning how to express feelings in a constructive way and how to listen to others. This means being able to identify the source of your anger, understanding why it has been triggered, and then communicating this information in a respectful manner. Additionally, effective communication requires active listening skills so that you can understand what the other person is saying and respond appropriately. When communicating with someone who is angry, it's important to remain calm and avoid getting defensive or aggressive. Instead, focus on expressing yourself clearly without attacking the other person or blaming them for your emotions. Acknowledge their feelings while also making sure they know that their behavior isn't acceptable. If necessary, take some time away from the situation before continuing the conversation. Finally, be willing to compromise when possible and try not to let disagreements escalate into arguments or fights. By using these techniques of effective communication during times of conflict or disagreement, you can help manage your own anger as well as diffuse any potential conflicts between yourself and others. Main idea number 5. Conflict resolution is an essential part of managing anger. It involves learning how to negotiate, compromise, and resolve conflicts in a constructive manner. This means understanding the underlying causes of conflict and finding ways to address them without resorting to aggression or violence. Conflict resolution also requires effective communication skills such as active listening, assertiveness, and empathy. When engaging in conflict resolution, it is important to remain calm and focused on the issue at hand rather than getting caught up in emotions or personal attacks. It can be helpful to take some time away from the situation if needed before attempting to resolve it. Additionally, having a clear plan for resolving the conflict can help ensure that all parties involved are heard and respected. It is also important to remember that not all conflicts have solutions that everyone will agree with. However, by working together towards a common goal, both sides can come away feeling satisfied with the outcome even if they don't get exactly what they wanted. With practice and patience, anyone can learn how to effectively manage their anger through successful conflict resolution. Main idea number 6. Stress is a major factor in anger management. When we are under stress, our bodies produce hormones that can cause us to become angry more quickly and intensely than usual. This can lead to outbursts of anger that may be difficult to control or contain. Learning how to manage stress can help reduce the intensity of these reactions. One way to manage stress is through relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, visualization, and mindfulness meditation. These activities help us focus on calming our body and mind so that we can better handle stressful situations without becoming overwhelmed by them. Another important part of managing stress is learning how to recognize when it's happening and taking steps to address it before it leads to an outburst of anger. This could include talking with someone about what you're feeling or engaging in physical activity like going for a walk or run. Finally, developing healthy coping skills such as problem-solving strategies and positive self-talk can also help reduce the impact of stress on your emotions. By recognizing triggers for your anger and having tools available for dealing with them effectively, you will be better equipped at managing your emotions in challenging situations. Main idea number 7. Self-awareness is an important part of managing anger. It involves understanding one's own emotions and reactions to different situations, as well as recognizing the triggers that lead to angry outbursts. Self-awareness can help individuals identify their own patterns of behavior and develop strategies for dealing with them in a more constructive way. For example, if someone notices they become angry when they feel disrespected or ignored, they can work on developing better communication skills so that these feelings are addressed before becoming overwhelming. In addition to identifying triggers and learning how to manage them, self-awareness also helps people recognize when their anger is getting out of control. This allows them to take steps towards calming down before it escalates into something more serious. Additionally, self-awareness can help individuals understand why certain things make them angry and how best to respond in those situations without resorting to aggression or violence. Overall, self-awareness is essential for effectively managing anger. By being aware of one's own emotions and reactions, individuals can learn how best to handle difficult situations without letting their temper get the better of them. Main idea number 8. Self-control is an important skill to have when it comes to managing anger. It involves learning how to regulate one's emotions and reactions in difficult situations so that they don't become overwhelmed by their own feelings. This can be done through a variety of techniques such as deep breathing, counting to 10, or using positive self-talk. Practicing these methods regularly can help individuals gain better control over their emotions and reactions in the face of challenging circumstances. It is also important for people to recognize what triggers their anger and learn how to manage those triggers before they become overwhelming. For example, if someone finds themselves getting angry when someone else interrupts them while speaking, they should practice pausing before responding and taking a few moments to collect their thoughts before continuing with the conversation. By recognizing potential triggers ahead of time and having strategies in place for dealing with them effectively, individuals can better manage their anger. Main idea number 9. Emotional regulation is a key component of managing anger. It involves learning how to recognize and control one's emotions in different situations. This can be done through various techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness meditation, cognitive restructuring, and relaxation exercises. Deep breathing helps to reduce stress levels by calming the body and mind. Mindfulness meditation encourages an individual to observe their thoughts without judgment or attachment. Cognitive restructuring allows individuals to challenge negative thought patterns that may lead to angry outbursts or reactions. Finally, relaxation exercises help people relax their bodies and minds so they can better manage their emotions. These techniques are not only useful for managing anger but also for improving overall emotional well-being. By recognizing our own feelings and understanding how we react in certain situations, we can learn how to regulate our emotions more effectively when faced with difficult circumstances or challenging conversations. It is important to remember that emotional regulation takes practice, it does not happen overnight. With patience and dedication, however, anyone can learn how to better manage their emotions in order to live a healthier life. Main idea number 10. Coping skills are essential for managing anger. They help us to recognize and understand our emotions, as well as how to respond in a healthy way when we feel angry or frustrated. Coping skills can include relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness meditation, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery, cognitive strategies like reframing negative thoughts into positive ones, communication techniques that involve expressing feelings in an assertive manner, problem-solving approaches that allow us to identify the source of our anger and develop solutions, and physical activities like exercise or yoga. Learning how to cope with difficult emotions and reactions is key for successful anger management. It's important to remember that it takes time and practice to learn new coping skills. With patience and dedication, however, these tools can become second nature over time. Main idea number 11. Assertiveness is a key skill for managing anger. It involves learning how to express one's needs and feelings in an appropriate way, without being aggressive or passive. Assertive communication allows us to stand up for ourselves while still respecting the rights of others. This can be done by using I statements that focus on our own feelings rather than blaming someone else. For example, instead of saying, "You make me so angry," we could say, "I feel frustrated when you do that," because, by expressing our needs and feelings assertively, we are more likely to get what we want out of a situation without resorting to aggression. In addition to communicating assertively, it is important to practice self-care techniques such as deep breathing and relaxation exercises when feeling overwhelmed with anger. These activities help us stay calm and focused so that we can think clearly about how best to respond in any given situation. Main idea number 12. Problem solving is an essential part of managing anger. It involves learning how to identify and address the underlying causes of anger, rather than simply reacting in a negative way. This can be done by recognizing triggers that lead to angry feelings, understanding why these triggers cause such strong emotions, and then developing strategies for dealing with them more effectively. For example, if someone has difficulty controlling their temper when they are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, they may need to learn better coping skills such as deep breathing exercises or mindfulness techniques. In addition to identifying the root causes of anger, problem solving also requires finding solutions that will help reduce its intensity and frequency. This could involve changing one's environment or lifestyle habits in order to avoid situations that trigger angry reactions. It might also include seeking professional help from a therapist who specializes in anger management or cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Finally, it is important for individuals struggling with intense anger issues to practice self-care activities like exercise and relaxation techniques on a regular basis. Main idea number 13. Social support is an essential part of managing anger. It involves learning how to ask for help and support from others when faced with difficult situations. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as talking to friends or family members about the situation, joining a support group, or seeking professional counseling. Having someone who understands what you are going through and can provide emotional validation can be incredibly helpful in managing your anger. Having social support also means having people around you who will hold you accountable for your actions and encourage positive behavior. They may remind you to take deep breaths before responding to a stressful situation or suggest activities that could help reduce stress levels. Additionally, they may offer advice on how best to handle certain situations without resorting to angry outbursts. Finally, social support provides an outlet for expressing feelings of frustration and disappointment without fear of judgment or criticism. Knowing that there are people available who will listen without passing judgment can make it easier to talk openly about emotions related to anger management. Main idea number 14. Relaxation techniques are an important part of managing anger. These techniques can help to reduce the intensity of angry feelings and provide a sense of calmness and control. Relaxation techniques include deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, mindfulness meditation, yoga, tai chi, and other forms of physical activity. Deep breathing is one of the most effective relaxation techniques for reducing anger. It involves taking slow breaths in through your nose while counting to 4 or 5, then slowly exhaling through your mouth while counting to 6 or 7. This helps to relax tense muscles and lower blood pressure, as well as calming down racing thoughts that often accompany intense emotions like anger. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique used for managing anger. This involves tensing each muscle group in turn from head to toe before releasing it with a deep breath outwards. This helps to release tension from the body, which can be helpful when feeling overwhelmed by strong emotions such as anger. Guided imagery is also useful for managing angry feelings because it allows you to focus on positive images rather than negative ones associated with being angry. Mindfulness meditation encourages you to observe your thoughts without judgment so that you can become aware of how they affect your emotional state. Yoga and tai chi are both excellent ways of relieving stress, which can lead to increased levels of anger if left unchecked. Physical activities such as walking or running can also be beneficial in helping manage angry feelings by providing an outlet for pent-up energy. Main idea number 15. Cognitive restructuring is a process of identifying and challenging negative thoughts and beliefs that can lead to anger. It involves recognizing the thought patterns that are causing your anger, understanding why they exist, and then replacing them with more positive or realistic thoughts. This helps you to better manage your emotions in difficult situations. The first step in cognitive restructuring is to identify the negative thought patterns that are leading to your anger. Once these have been identified, it's important to understand why they exist. Are there any underlying issues or beliefs that may be contributing? Understanding this can help you recognize how these thoughts are impacting your behavior. Once you have identified the source of the negative thinking, it's time to challenge those thoughts by asking yourself questions such as, "Is this really true?" or, "What evidence do I have for believing this?" By questioning our own assumptions, we can begin to see things from a different perspective, which can help us gain control over our emotions. Finally, once we have challenged our own thinking, it is important to replace those negative thoughts with more positive ones. This could involve reframing the situation in a more constructive way or focusing on solutions rather than problems. Doing so will help us feel calmer and better able to handle difficult situations without resorting to angry outbursts. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or criticism. Mindfulness can help people become more aware of their anger triggers and how they react to them. By becoming mindful of these reactions, individuals can learn to recognize when they are feeling angry before it escalates into an outburst or other destructive behavior. Practicing mindfulness also helps people develop better coping skills for managing their anger. This includes learning how to take deep breaths, count to 10, or use positive self-talk as ways of calming down during moments of intense emotion. Additionally, mindfulness encourages individuals to be kinder and more compassionate towards themselves by recognizing that everyone makes mistakes from time to time. Overall, mindfulness is an important tool for managing anger because it allows people to gain insight into their emotions so that they can respond in healthier ways instead of lashing out at others or engaging in negative behaviors. Main idea number 17. Positive thinking is a powerful tool for managing anger. It involves learning to focus on the positive aspects of a situation and looking for solutions instead of dwelling on the negative. When faced with an angry situation, it can be helpful to take a step back and think about what could be done differently or how the outcome might have been different if you had taken another approach. This helps to put things into perspective and allows you to move forward in a more constructive way. It is also important to remember that no one is perfect, so it's okay if things don't always go as planned. Instead of getting frustrated or angry when something doesn't work out, try focusing on what went right and use that as motivation for future successes. Additionally, look at mistakes as opportunities for growth rather than failures. This will help keep your attitude positive even when faced with difficult situations. Finally, practice self-compassion by being kinder to yourself when things don't go according to plan. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes from time to time and that it's okay not to be perfect all the time. By doing this, you'll find it easier to stay calm in challenging situations, which will ultimately lead towards better anger management. Main idea number 18. Self-care is an important part of managing anger. It involves taking the time to recognize and understand one's own feelings, needs, and limits in order to better manage difficult situations. Self-care can include activities such as relaxation techniques, physical exercise, healthy eating habits, getting enough sleep, engaging in enjoyable activities or hobbies that help reduce stress levels, and seeking professional help when needed. When it comes to managing anger specifically, self-care includes learning how to identify triggers for angry outbursts and developing strategies for dealing with them effectively. This could involve recognizing warning signs of escalating emotions before they become too intense, using calming techniques such as deep breathing or counting backwards from 10, talking through the situation with a trusted friend or family member, writing down thoughts and feelings about the situation, or walking away from the situation if possible. It is also important to practice self-compassion during times of difficulty. This means being kind and understanding towards oneself rather than judging harshly. Practicing self-compassion can help reduce feelings of guilt or shame associated with feeling angry, which can lead to more constructive ways of expressing those emotions. Main idea number 19. Healthy habits can help to reduce the intensity of anger. This includes learning how to recognize and manage triggers that lead to angry outbursts, as well as developing healthy coping strategies for dealing with difficult emotions. Examples of healthy habits include regular exercise, getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, engaging in relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation, and talking through problems with friends or family members. Additionally, it is important to practice self-care by taking time for yourself each day and doing activities that bring you joy. It is also beneficial to develop an understanding of your own personal triggers so that you can be better prepared when they arise. For example, if you know that certain people or situations tend to make you angry more quickly than others, then it may be helpful to avoid those people or situations whenever possible. Additionally, having a plan in place ahead of time on how best to respond when faced with these triggers can help prevent an outburst from occurring. Finally, it is important not only to learn new skills but also practice them regularly in order for them to become second nature. With consistent effort over time, these healthy habits will eventually become automatic responses which will allow us greater control over our anger. Main idea number 20. Professional help is an invaluable resource for managing anger. A mental health professional can provide guidance and support to help you understand the root causes of your anger, develop strategies to manage it more effectively, and learn how to express yourself in a healthier way. Working with a therapist or counselor can also be beneficial if you have difficulty controlling your emotions or find that your anger has become destructive. A mental health professional will work with you to identify triggers for your anger and create coping skills that are tailored specifically for you. They may suggest relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation. Additionally, they may recommend cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which helps individuals recognize patterns of thinking that lead to negative feelings and behaviors. If needed, a mental health professional can also prescribe medications such as antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs, which can help reduce symptoms associated with chronic anger. It's important to remember, though, that medication alone is not enough. It should always be used in conjunction with other forms of treatment, like counseling. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.